This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's primary election is tomorrow, and voter turnout has been fairly low so far. Candidates for Congress and the state legislature were out this past weekend asking voters to turn in their ballots. Nick, a Republican voter from Castle Rock, says he will support a Republican for Congress in the general election. But for the primary, so far, only one of six candidates has knocked at his door, Deborah Flora.
The fact that she's out here meeting people and introducing herself stands out a lot among other Republicans, because I don't know any other. I like that.
The deadline for returning ballots is 7 p.m. tomorrow. Colorado is seeing more avian flu cases in cows. CPR's John Daly explains the state is working with the dairy industry to slow the spread.
The first case in dairy cows was in April. Since then, the state has reported another 18 cases. Colorado reported 15 just this month, adding six cases Friday to a state website tracking positive cases in dairy cows. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist, says the risk continues to be low for humans and is dependent on exposure. The state is providing PPE, personal protective gear, to dairy workers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Public hearings this week in Colorado Springs will get feedback on two controversial projects. Today, the city council takes up a proposal to limit the height of buildings downtown. Tomorrow, a proposed apartment complex is on the agenda. That development would be next to a project previously rejected for public safety reasons. This is CPR News.